Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Brian Matamore is back. Brian's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, founder and president of Matamore Group. He is the co-founder and chief idea guy at Growth Engine Innovative Agency. He's the author of a whole bunch of books, including 21 Days to a Big Idea, Idea Stormers, that's another one, 99% Inspiration is another one, and we got a new one in the hopper that we're going to talk about right now. Brian, welcome back.
Hey, Jim. Thanks for having me, as always.
It's good to have you back.
I learn something every time I'm on with you.
So well, we learn 100 things when you're on with us, so thank you for that. So, Brian, one of my favorite things to do, and my audience is treated to over the years, has been my genius Brain Trust members bringing their incubated work to my show. I mean, there's no telling how many books have been incubated on this show where the authors come on and talk about what's on their mind, what they're thinking about, and I think maybe we help them crystallize some of their thinking and get some clarity. It's just by talking about it, but my audience gets an early look into what these great thought leaders like yourself have got on their mind and what's coming at them from the future. And this is going to be one of those interviews. You got a new book coming out.
Well, I do. My agent just got it. She'll be taking it out. But I wrote it because we had a publisher, the editor-in-chief, say yes, they were interested in this book.
Yeah.
And the book is called Solving Impossible Business Challenges. And one of the things that appealed to me was this company specializes in, promoting books, but doing shorter books, 15,000-word books.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was very appealing.
You know? No kidding. By the way, folks, the average book's about 50,000. Go ahead, Brian.
Yeah. Idea Stormers was 60,000. I got lucky because 21 Days to a Big Idea was only 30,000. But this one's 15,000. So the ideas you could read it in an hour. And
right.
So I've got 8 chapters all around, and I just sent off the manuscript. It's all around, quote, solving impossible business challenges, how you mm-hmm. do that, and all the techniques we use. And it's a very personal
book. And
did
you start working on this before the pandemic?
No.
So the pandemic inspired you, because I was just telling the audience, and you're just a guy for our times right now, Brian, because before you got here, I was telling the audience that, you need to be trying things. You need to be doing things, pivoting to doing things now that a year ago people would have said, are you crazy? And they still might be crazy, but they won't say that anymore. Right?
Well, I had 10, confirmed assignments. Projects, ideation, innovation projects with large companies go
yeah.
away,
yeah.
At the beginning of March.
Yeah.
And, Newman's Own and Rainier and et cetera, et cetera. So, big companies, Halliburton, et cetera. And so, what am I going to do?
Mm-hmm.
I got to do something. And so I called it my writing sabbatical here.
Mm-hmm.
If college professors can have it, so can I. So,
no kidding.
So
that's what I've been doing. Why did you focus on solving impossible challenges?
Two reasons. One, my TEDx talk is creative techniques to solve impossible challenges, which has been, well received. But also, the publisher, the editor-in-chief, had seen the TEDx talk, and she was very enthused about handling impossible challenges in general, but specifically how individuals could handle them. So,
mm-hmm.
for instance, one of them you might consider an impossible challenge. It might be your own procrastination.
And oh, no, that's one of my problems.
So how could you creatively deal with that?
I'm a productive procrastinator.
Well,
because I actually do get it done. I don't miss deadlines, but But go ahead.
Well, that's critical to have a deadline, but also there is productive procrastination. So you should beat yourself up. Adam Grant talks about that in a TEDx talk he did with the Warby Parker guys. They kept procrastinating. That's why he didn't invest in their company. Mm-hmm. But they were trying to get it right before they actually launched this thing.
Right.
So there is creative procrastination. And by the way, Aaron Sorkin, the famous screenwriter, he said, I'm not procrastinating, I'm thinking.
Well, you know, and there is something to this. And folks, this is germane to what's going on right now, because what we're talking about right now is when to pull the trigger. We're talking about, this is trigger talk here. And the point I'm, the example I want to use, Brian, is when I wrote the Age of the Customer, that I published that book in 2014.
Yeah.
I meant to publish it in 2012, and when I didn't get it done in 2012, I was so unhappy with myself. I was disgusted with myself. I was so disappointed that I didn't get off my backside and make that happen. But what happened was, from the summer of 2012, for the next year till summer of 2013, I learned things. Clarity came to me. Things were revealed to me, that without which that book would not have been complete.
Yeah, that's a great.
I learned that a book comes out of you when it's ready. And I wonder if a project comes out of you when it's ready. What do you think?
Absolutely.
Or a change.
You know, everything's to its time. And, you know, we're all continuous learners. And, you know, I just had an idea yesterday that I'm going to add to a manuscript that I hadn't thought of, you know, and so we're constantly evolving, and you know, you can push it through, and you sometimes have to, or you do have to when you have a deadline. But then, of course, I'm always changing right up to the moment of publication.
Of course,
my world changes.
Well, isn't that the key? If you're feeling like you got to pivot, if there's something going on right now, and as we were talking about earlier, the world we're going into is going to be different than the world we left prior to the pandemic. And if you're having trouble pulling the trigger, give yourself a deadline, right?
Absolutely. People ask me, how do you write a book? I say, first, two tricks. One, don't write a book. Write 35 articles or 12 articles or whatever. And two, get a deadline. However you do, get a deadline. Whether you sign a contract, whether you're in a writer's group, however you do it, get a deadline.
Right.
And then it'll happen. Otherwise, you'll beat yourself up like you did for a whole year.
Yeah, exactly.
Feeling bad about it, right?
But then there literally was a moment. There was a moment in 2012, in the summer of 2012, when I said, "Oh, this is why I haven't finished the book." Literally, it was like an instant. Hold on to that thought. We're gonna come right back with Brian Matamore and talk some more about his book, Solving Impossible Challenges. You can't buy it yet, but it's coming up soon.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.